Vayter in Shas. Remember, we're coming off Kuf Yodal. Pick it up at the top of the page. About a Mishnah. Zok Talik a Mishnah. Notlu mochsenes chamoro v'nosul chamor acher. Again, we're dealing with these customs people that are shady McShady, basically stealing from everyone. Gazlanim, gazlanim. If they come along and take away your donkey, and they give you someone else's donkey, what's it then? Or let's say, not the list of misksusa, v'nasulo ksusa cheres. They come and they take the shirt off your back, and they give you someone else's shirt off their back. Well, they give another one, you don't know, but probably stolen. Hareyu shalo, you can go and you can keep it. Says Rashi, the mistam and the siyaisho abaylam miyad. The mistam of the people or misyaish, they give up hope from ever getting it back. V'kananu b'heich b'yish v'shir v'shos. So now, through yish and shir v'shos, you're kone it. V'pnish abaylam back in the gwarim, v'pnish the mishlam, v'pnish abaylam, mishlam shamlayim, because they are misyaish, they give up hope. Let's say you go ahead and you save something from the river. You were living in the van down by the river and you decided to grab things out of the river. Omen a Gaius or from these armies. And, you know, the army came along and they took from some stuff. Obviously, they basically stole it. Omen a Listim or from Listim. You are a... What's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word. But anyway, you go out on your own to go. I'm not a maverick. Anyway, you go and you take the stuff yourself, your savings for the river, from this army of these criminals. If they're misyayish, if they give up hope of ever getting it back, then it's yours. Rashi says, how do you know? You heard. Woe to my loss over here. We don't say that. We don't just say automatically that they're going to give up hope. Rashi brings up the obvious question. Hold on 1 second. Mikashi, listen, the safer listen to Reisha. We know in the Reisha we say, Mistama, you keep the donkey and you keep the thing because you give up hope. But we were saying maybe not. So how do we deal with that? So we're going to see that in the Gemara. Now, let's say you have a nachil of dvarim. It's talking about a swarm of bees. You have a whole swarm of bees. And if you find that, if they give up hope, then a Rabbi Shalom, you get to keep them. A woman or a katan is believed to say that it came from here. We don't believe edus of an isha or of a katan, but if they come and they say that this is where the swarm came from, we believe them. And the one who found them, they're going to go and return it. And you're allowed to go into your friend's field in order to save your swarm of bees. Vim hizik mishal mashizik, and if you're mazik something in the field, they have to pay what you damage. Avalo yakut to socho al minas litin is a dumb. You're not allowed to cut off a branch of your friend's tree and say, oh yeah, I'll pay it back. Rashi says, lo yakut to socha. Nisyashu dvorim al sochas chaver, it's sitting over there. Vyari litlan achazachas, you're ordered to take it one at a time. Shal yivachu, they're going to run away. Lo yikud yakut says asocha la lichan kulan biachan. You're going to go and just cut off the branch. So to take off a filo manasit and davim, if you have a condition, though, you're going to pay him back. Rabbi Yishmael bino, shall Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Omer, he says, no, you are allowed to go. This is your thing. You can cut it off and then pay him back afterwards. Says the Gemara. No, we started by saying, Im Natal, if he took the donkey, Machzir Labailam, have you shown him? Got to give it back to the original owner. Rashi says straight up, Pliga Brasa, but. Brisa Damasisan. This Brisa is clearly arguing with her Mishnah. Says Gemara Kasava Yeish Kedi Lokan. He holds that just Yeish is not just by itself is not enough to be able to acquire it. Rashi says Yeish Kedi Shenis Yaisho Abaylam Biad Moches Lokana Moches Biyeish Levado Below Nesias Damim. They'll give me some sort of money. Oshiner Maisa, some sort of change in the actual thing. Pchi Osli Liad Sheni Beiser Osli Day. And when it comes to the second guy's hands, it's coming Beiser. Back to the Gemara Kasava Yeish Kedi Lokan. You may Kara Biyeisur Osli Day. The day and it came into his hands only through Isser, and therefore he never took an acquisition of it. Ownership. He never acquired it. There was never an acquisition that happened. The Vikadami and some explain, if after he gets this donkey, he wants to return it, he should give it back to the original owners, which means to say that he doesn't actually have to give it back. My time and why? Because Yesh Kedi Kani, he holds that Yesh alone is Kona. But if the guy who gets it, you know, he's a chassid, he's a chassid of a guy, and he's like, I don't want something that's belonging to me, he wants to get rid of it. He gives it back to the original ones. In other words, he's giving it to him and not to the one that stole it. Don't think you give it back to him. Rashi says, we don't go give it back to the customs officer. Zok the next part of the Mishnah. Unless he gives him a donkey. Or he gives him a clothing that he stole his clothing, give it to him. They're his because the person gave up of getting it. Amar Avashi. Lo shon el list him over kuchav. We're only talking about if it's goyish, list him. Of a list to be so, but if it's a Jew that did it, then we don't say that the guy was a miyayish. Saver lamachim nikitna le bedina. He's thinking, tomorrow I'll bring him to din. Frankly, Gemara, Maskev, Rav Yosef, Adaraba, Iftra, Mestabra, just happens to make sense. The opposite. Ovi kuchavim, the dying to be gaysi, lo miyayish. By the case of goyim, who were involved in Dina Rashi, this is Begaiva of Israel, with arrogance and with a strong arm, and therefore this person is not going to give up hope because they go to court and they're like, what? If they feel like somebody's doing it wrong, they give it back right now. Yisrael came in the army, Meimer Miyayish. But in the case of Yidden, since they just talk, therefore he actually is not going to give up hope. Rashi says, save it, Tainla. They say, go give it to him. But they don't just grab him and start beating. Rashi says, further, Loshan Acher, the army Lenixel, me Emer Kitak Amart, how about Edom Shay Gun Vum Bukhar? They're gonna say, oh yeah, who said you have any Edom? What's going on over here? So therefore that would be just the opposite. Ella Iitmar, if you want to say what Rav Ashi said, that's talking about Goyim, a safe itmar. It's going in the safe. Amatzel mina akum and listim. In case someone goes and saves it from the akum or from the listim, even though the Mishnah didn't say that. Mishnah says mina gayus mina listim. Okay. If they gave up hope, you get to keep it, which means that if you know that he gave up hope, in stama lo, the minastam, the person didn't give up hope. So the Mishnah is saying that we can't assume yish. And on that, lo shenu elo v'kachavim. He said, no, it's only one of v'kachavim. Mishom d'dayna v'geisi. Because they're very intense in their laws, they force it to happen. Avalisim Yisrael, kevin the amri meimar me'ayish. Since they just talk and tell him to do something, therefore that person is taka going to give up hope. Tanana, some of you have got a Mishnah over there. A Mishnah in Kalim. Oroshel Bala Bayis. If you've got yourself some leather, some hide from a Balabayas. The Balabayas got the hide. Makshava mitamalsan. Thought itself can already bring it to a level of tumah. Rashi says, Kishiv Aleim Bedavar Shein Bo Chisron Melacha. Kigon Laotzba Lamata Yardal Lotumah Miad. Let's say you decide that you're done with this. You know, this piece of hide, you're leaving as is. You want to use it as some sort of mat or to sit on or lie or whatever it may be. There's no lack of malach anymore. Now you've just made it susceptible to be mekabel tuma. V'she'el ha'abdan, but it belongs to an abdan, which means a tanner. So then let's read the Gemara first. Ein machshav metamasim, his thought alone is not going to make it roy lekabel tuma. Rashi says she'umnasa b'kach. Stamin le'mechira. The stam case is that you're just gonna sell it. Hilkach ein machshavto machshava shem yavo bnei adam leknoso yim kerena land. Because if it's not something they thought, because someone pops in and said they want it, then he would sell it to them. Vinimsa shesofa leminalin. They want to make it for shoes. Vadayin lo nigmar melachton lekach. They still didn't get to that stage. Shel gazlan. What about the case of a gazlan? Somebody goes and steals. From somebody else, he steals his hide. What's going to be the din in the way that he thinks? Rashi says, the lavdi dehu, the kevad yada, man shakli mina, lo miyai. She knows he stole from him. The guy's not giving him a pope. Ein machshava mitamas, and the thought is not able to now to be mitamit. So if you steal my thing and you want it with your mind, go mitamit. You say you're done with this product, you want to keep it as is. It does not get at that state because I was not miyai, because I know who you are. You're a gazlan, and I see you doing it. Vishel ganav, therefore you are a makabala. So what am I looking for? You didn't acquire it. You're a Konet. Vishal Ganav, but when it comes to a Ganav, I don't know who you are. Then Machshava Mitamason, the Machshava will Mitamir. Rashi's Diyush Mirayu, the Lo Yad Laman Yitbu. Because I give up hope, because I don't know who exactly I'm supposed to be Tovea now, because I don't know who you are. That's known as the case of a Ganav. Now, Zakti Jemara. that Rabbi Shimon Omer Chiluf Advarim. He says just the opposite. Flip it on its head. Shall Gazlin Machshava Metamas, and it is a Metame. Shall Ganav, when it comes to Ganav, Ein Machshava Metamas, and it's not Metame. The fish alone says Shall Bailin, because they didn't give up hope when it comes to the Ganav. They do give up when it comes to the Gazlan. Why does he flip it? Says Rashi, the Chiluf Advarim Gazlin came with the Shakamine Be'edya. Says he took it right in front of Ba'adei, right in front of his face. Velomatzi Koy Ba'pei. Miyayish. He knows he's never going to get it back. This guy's like a powerful guy. He doesn't mind to do it in front of everyone. But the Ganav Savar Bechishnale Umishkachinale. You know, I'm going to find this guy eventually. He's going to, you know, so therefore he doesn't give up hope from it. Omar Ula Machlokes Bistam. Ula says the Machlokes is in a case of Stam. Like when you don't know. When you hear the owner say that he gave up hope. And so according to Tanakama, we say, yeah, he gave up hope, you know, and it got stolen, but not in the case of Gazav and Ganav. Rav Shimon says it's the opposite. But where we know that the guy was Miyayish, then everybody agrees that that's going to cause a kinyan for the other person. Rav says, Biyadua Shaminam B'mayish, we heard he was. They recall Yesh Kidi Kani, Vafilu Ganav Rav Shimon, Gazav and Rabbanan. Each one of them, the Ganav, according to Rav Shimon, who we say he's not giving up, we say he is. And the Gazav and Rabbanan, we say he's not giving up, we say he is as well. We heard him say it. Rabba Amar, Biyadua Nami Machlokas, even in the case of Yadua, that's also the Machlokas still remains. Rashi says, De'i Nami, De Shaminan, De Miyai, Shami Rabbanan, Begazlan, De Lo Aviyesh, De Kol Shaita, Daite, Leminkate, Bedina, Vachol Ganav, Rav Shimon. In other words, like, even if we hear the guy saying that he gave up hope, Tanakama says this is not called Yish, because the guy's still thinking, like, I'm going to bring this guy to court, and also when he's a straight-up guy, and, you know, according to Shimon, when you're dealing with the Ganav. Okay, now, Amalei Abai L'Rabba, so Abai says to Rabba, now hold a doll, because Rabba just said, be a doer, I'm a locus. So Abai says, was the first opinion? No, was not. Sorry, Abai says to Rabba, lo tifka le d'ula. Don't you argue with Ula. Because I missed a... we have a Mishnah which is basically works along with him, with what he says. Lafisha lo nitzasho abaylem. Because owners didn't give up hope. Time adol nitzasho abaylem. Avad nitzasho abaylem. Ray l'shilo, it's going to be a shalom. Amalei Shabbos is back. Anan lefi she'en yish labaylem masnin on law. Rashi explains, ein yish and yish. The yish is not yish. The Mishnah is saying, because there's no yish when it comes to the owners, even when they say it. Tosos points out, the small Tosos of Fisha, ein yish labayla masnin on law, ein magia Mishnah. Then he's not coming to change the text. Elakach mefarish, he's explaining, shalom nisashu abayla malibam. In their hearts, they weren't nisash. I feel omish nisashu, even if they said that they gave up hope. All right. Hold on 1 second, Rabba. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Natalu Mohsin Chamoro. Let's say they come and they take his donkey and they give him another donkey, or his clothing and give him another clothing. They're his because we assume they give up hope. Mani, who is that going like, right? Who's that thing over here? Because we're saying that the owner does give up hope. I Rabbanan Kasha Gazan. If you want to say it's the Rabbanan, aka the Tanakama, who says that Yosh is only in the case of a Ganav, that a Mishnah is. Amish is assuming that this is that it's a Gazlan is a little bit of a problem. Rabbi Shimon, Kasha Ganav. Rabbi Shimon, you have a Kasha. What do you do with the fact that you say that it's a Ganav? There's Gemara Bishlam, Ula, the Amr Biyadua Kani. Now, it makes sense according to Ulu, who says that when you know that the guy gave up hope, that it's actually Konev. Nah, maybe you do it with the Rei Kodesh. You can say where they knew about it, and everyone agrees. Everything's good. El Rabbanan, the Amir Biyadua, Nami Machlokas. I'm sorry, El Rabba, according to Rabba, who says even when you know it's Machlokas, Hamani, then who is it like? Lo Rabbanan, Lo Rabbi Shimon. Oh no, what are we going to do? After the Gemara, Ballistin Mizuyin, V'Rabbi Shimon. Listin Mizuyin, you're talking about armed robbers. And a armed, like a, they're considered like a Gazlan, and it's going in the world of Rabbi Shimon, who says that this person gave up hope. Rashi says, "Was a Mizuyin, the Gazlan is considered a Gazlan." Says Gemara, "Yehachi ainu Gazlan." If that's true, that it's talking about, then that's the same case we said before of the Gazlan. Why would the Mishnah have to say Gazlan two times? Rashi says, "Well, Tani le Moches." We already said Moches. Why would you say it twice? Trey Gavni Gazlan. It's coming to teach you there's two different types of Gazlanim, Gazlanim. We're coming again against the Rabba Toshima Haganav Ve'Agazlan Ve'Ha Anos. Let's say we're dealing with the Ganav. Ganav is an Anos. Ganav steals without people seeing. Ganav is with seeing, and Anos is someone who comes straight up, like with force. Rashi says, "Dikatari Rabbi Gazlan Havi Chamsan the Yerav Zuzay." It's like he gives money, but then he just takes it away from you, like even though he quote unquote pays. Well, he pays. Hekdesh and Ekdesh, when they go in and makdish something, they steal something, then they're makdish the thing that they steal. It actually works. And Uchumas and Truma, they take off Truma on it. It actually is Truma, Meiser, son of Meiser, and their Meiser is Meiser. We know that none of these things would work if you didn't actually own it. The fact that they're able to do it means that they own it, and the guy's just, and we say that what? We're talking about a case where it must be that he gave up hope, and we see that that's going to be able to be affect an acquisition. Mani, who is this going like? That we assume that the person gave up hope in all the cases. Ganav, Gazlan, Irabanan, Kashi Gazlan. If you want to say it's Rabbanan who say that Yish is only in the case of a Ganav, then we have a problem in the case of when it's a Gazlan. And in E, Rabbi Shimon, Kashi Ganav, and it's a flip for Rabbi Shimon. It says, it works according to Ulo, who says that when you know the person gave up hope, that it's Kane. Ella l'rabba, again, Kasha and Rabba, who says, a machlokas is even biyadua, tamar biyadua, and a machlokas, someone who is alike, l'arbanim, l'arbi shimon, it's not like either of them. And for the Gemara, hachob nami, belistim, mezuyin, v'arbi shimon, it's going to the world of Rabbi Shimon, and listim, mezuyin, and this guy is going to be miyayish in such a case. In fact, the Gemara, hanu gazal, that's the same case as gazal. Why do you need two of them? Trey gavni gazal, two different types of gazal. Iba yisem, another answer, hamas nisa rabbi hi. We can say that this brice that we just went over here is going in the world of Rabbi. The Tanya, Rabbi Omer, ganav ki gazlan. A ganav is like a gazlan. Beep, turn the page. Kuf yodalam abeis. Vikaim alon, and we say, ki gazlan le Rabbi Shimon. So kum techois the naran. It comes out that according to Rebbe, he says that whether it's a ganav or a gazlan, the person has given up hope, and therefore we say it goes going to Rebbe, and the person can go out and they can be makdish it and be truma and all that jazz. Gufa, Rebbe Omer. Omer ani ganav kegazlan. I say ganav is like a gazlan. Iboy lu kemeni as kegazlan do abonin kamer velo kani. Odilma kegazlan do Rebbe Shimon kamer vekani. Are you saying it's like a ganav? A gazlan is. You see, Ganav Kis Gazlan. Are you saying Kigazlan Drabbanon, and therefore it's not considered Kone? Because that's what they hold. Odilma Kigazlan Drabbi Shimon, and therefore it's Kone. Says Gemara, Toshima is trying to see from our own Mishnah. Not the Mosin Chamor, if they're going to take a donkey and they give him another one, right? Or the clothing, another one. So then we say that he gave up hope. Mani, who is that going like? E Rabbanon Kashe Gazlan. E Rabbi Shimon Kashe Ganav. This Gemara, Iyamar Pishlamu Rebbe Kigazlan de Rebbe Shimon Ka'amar Vikani. Hamani. It's going to work out if you say that Rebbe means that a Ganav is like a Gazlan, according to Rebbe Shimon, and therefore he is Kone. Hamani. Rebbe, so when we say that it's Rebbe, who's going to say a person is Miyayish by both a Ganav and a Gazlan. Mishamach Hikani, and that's why he's going to go ahead. And he's Kone. And our Mishnah is saying, that one who gets the stolen stuff from the Ganav or Gazlan, he's acquiring them. Ela iamart ki gazlan derabanan ka'amar velokani hamani. If you want to say that Rebbe means a Ganav is like a Gazlan, according to the Rabbanan, and therefore he's not kone, then hamani, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Lo Rebbe v'lo b'Shimon, it's neither Rebbe or Shimon v'lo Rabbanan, or the Rabbanan. So if we have to say that he's saying Ganav is like a Gazlan in the world of Rebbe Shimon, that he's saying that this yish of the Bailim, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Ganav or a Gazlan. Not necessarily. Maybe he's not Miyayish Manavshach either way, whether it's Ganav or a Gazlan. But we can still understand that Hachamai Skin, what are we dealing with our Mishnah? Ballista and Mizuyan, Rabbi Shimini. So it's a Mizuyan with the coming in with their hard and tense, with their, you know, the weapons, and it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that, yeah, a person is Miyayish when it comes to a Gazlan. Ihachi says, Hainu Gazlan, that is Gazlan. Again, Tre Gavni, Gazlan. There's two different types of Gazlanim. Okay, Toshma is trying to figure out again. Hagan of a Gazlan, but honest, those three cases. Hakdesha and Hakdesha, Chumas and Chuma, Maestros and Maeser. All those things is true. Or what it goes, Kum Tachois, and what comes out, the price is talking about where the owner gave up hope of ever getting it back, and that alone is going to allow them to be Kona. Mani, who is that going like? that a person goes and gives up hope, both Ganav and Gazam, you're Rabbanon Kasha Gazam, you're Rabbi Shimon Kasha Ganav. Yomer Bishlam Ganav Ki Gazam, Rabbi Shimon Ka'amar, if you want to say like we said, that the Ganav is like a Gazam, going to the word Rabbi Shimon, then we could say, Misham Hachi Karni, that's why he's Karnit. Eli Yomer Ganav Ki Gazam, Dura Banan, Hamani, who is it? But listen, Mizuin, Rabbi Shimon, his sister Mizuin, Rabbi Shimon, Yahikhani Gazam, that's Gazam, Trey Gavni Gazam, again, it's two different types of Gazlan. Amalir of Ashi Le Rabba. Let's finally figure this out. Amar Le Rav Ashi Le Rabba Toshma. Let's take a look. Damasti Rabbi Shimon Berei. Rabbi himself taught Rabbi Shimon his son Lo Davar Sheyesh Ba'achrayas Mamish. The Mishnah is not literally talking about something which is achrayas literally. This goes back to our Mishnah on Kuf Yud Aleph that if the Ganav dies and he leaves stuff that he stole over there to his kids that they can keep it. It said, but if you have achrayas and they have to pay. So we said it doesn't mean literally. Ela afilu parav v'chorishba, chamor mechamer acharav. Even if it's a cow that the yorkshim are plowing with, or the chamor, and they're walking with it, chayim lachsim mepnei kvod avi, and they have to return it because of the honor of their father. Kum duchois time, and the reason is mepnei kvod avi, because the honor of their father. Halav kvod avi, lo. But if not for the honor of their father, then no, then they wouldn't have to go in to return it. Oh, Shmami na, Rabbi Gazlan to Rabbi Shimon Ka'amar. Shmami na. Why is it that that would be the case that a love for the via? No, they wouldn't have to. It must be because the person was miyayish of ever getting it back from this robber. And then when he died, the Yarshim got it through Yish and Shinu Rishus. And it must be that Rebbe says that the person given up hope. And now, like we said, it's Rebbe means a Ganav is like a Gazan according to Rebbe Shimon. And we assume that they give up hope whether he was a Ganav or a Gazlan. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. V'chein l'chil devarim, also we're dealing with a swarm of bees. And you know that the person gave up hope, you get to keep it. My v'chein, what do you mean? And similarly. What does that mean? What do you mean? In other words, says Rashi, Pshita dekani biyush, the maishta nechil miksus. Like, obviously, what are you coming to out of here? Halkir, I'm going to say, Afilu nechil sedvarim, the kinyan dirabananu, even the swarm of bees, who being kona is only a kinyan dirabanan, sakatat dekamina, hi, kevin dirabanan, ba'almu dekani, like, since he's just acquiring it, midirabanan, afilu staman namim yais, and even if we don't know what his mindset is, then we could say that he was miyayish, Kamash Balan, that still comes to tell that no im nisayish shall buy them in, ilo lo. If you, it was Messiah, if you give up that yes, then if not, then not. What does this mean, this concept that we said that Kinyan Durabon and Hurash is the Inkad Gezel? There's really no Gezel, Elim B'Darkei Shalom. No one can really take ownership of bees or birds, Rashi is the Ha Hefker, Ninhu. V'tanya Rotan Braisa, that in Chulin, Yoni Shovach, V'Yoni Aliyah, Ein Behem Mishum Gezel, Elim B'Darkei Shalom. So we should have peace because, you know, these things. People can say they did own it, etc. Next part of Mishnah. Amar Yochanan ben Baruch Hanan, Manasisha v'Katan, we go believe a woman and a Katan to say that these bees came from here and they have to return it over there and return it to them. Frank the Gemara, Isha v'Katan b'nei Eidus Ninu. What do we know? These b'nei Ninu, we're going to trust women and children as Eidim? Amar Yehuda Mishmah, Hachem Ha'iskin, what are we talking about? Kagon Shal Yubayilim Arat and Echareim, as the owner was running after them. The woman, the kid didn't say anything. You see someone after it. V'Isha v'Katan, Mesich and Lefituman, Amar, they say like, you know, as a side conversation. Mikanyos and Echilze, oh yeah, I came from over there. In other words, so we're not taking them as Eidus, we're taking them as a Giloy Milsa. Amar Avashi, Ein Mesich Lefituma Kasher Elul Eidus Yishmavad. Mesich Lefituma, when a person speaks, you know, just casually discussing something without really coming to give any sort of testimony, this is not accepted except for Eidus Isha alone. Rashi says, Shama Mina Tinokas. Shayu Omrim Hare Anu Holchem Lispod Vlikfor Ish Ploni Beperk Basim Divamos. Some they, you know, they hear these kids talking saying, oh yeah, we're going there to, you know, to eulogize and bury this person. We rely on them saying this, that this person died, and we let the woman remarry now because that if she didn't know that her husband's dead, we believe it. Amalei Ravina Ravashi Velo. You want to say that we don't take it in any other case? That's considered Mesech Lefitumo. And we believe that case. You said it's only Eidus Isha to allow her to go and remarry, but we see also do it in this case as well. And for the Gemara, Shani Nechil Shel Devarim, the Kinyan Rabbanan. That's the whole thing is the Rabbanan anyway. Udoraisa Lo, you're telling me I mean, on a deraisa case, we don't believe Mesech Vituma Vamer Yehuda Amar Shmuel. There's a guy who's just talking, you know, just Agav mentioning something to his friend. Casual this conversation. He said, I remember when I was a kid and I was, you know, riding on my father's shoulders. I was sitting on his shoulders. They took him out of school. And they took off my clothing, my shirt, my jacket, and I went, they put me in the mikvah so I could have truma in the nighttime. It's the way to go ahead to, you know, deal with shratzim and therefore to become tamei. Verbichanina said, because of that, my friends would stay away from me. They would call me Yochanan, the one who eats chalas, right? Because they didn't want them making his stuff tame. I said, "Be dealing with many people because of my truma." Ve'alo Rebbe l'kohuna al piv, and because of that casual conversation, he allowed him to be a kohen. Oh, so we see even by Daraisa we allow it. Says the Gemara, no. But truma derabanan. One thing about truma derabanan. Rashi b'zman hazed, the Rebbe la'achah chorbanaya v'ikam adamer lo kitchel la'asid lava. It's not for the future. Va'kati Daraisa lo. When he's still in Daraisa, not va'kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Chana Kartigna v'amr la. Rav Acha Kartigna Mishtai, that Rav Chana of Kartigna, and some say there's Rav Acha, but then he said, Maisa Balafnei, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, V'armer La, Maisa Balafnei Rebbe, B'tinu Kechot Shayim Mesech L'Fitum of Armer, there's a kid who's speaking casually and saying, Ani V'imi Nishbinu Lebein Ha'ovi Kochavim, we are taken as kidnapped, we were kidnapped and captive by Goyim, Yasasi, L'shov Maim, and I go to get water, Daiti Alimi. I was always thinking of my mother, look at Tetsi, and to get water, wood, Daiti Alimi. In other words, I mean Daiti Alimi. It means that I was watching over, I was making sure that nothing was happening to her. He's just saying it as an agar point. V'siya Rebbe al Piv l'kuna, and Rebbe allowed her to marry a Kohen because of that. Right? Saying that he did that, nothing, no hinky pinky happened over there. Rashi says, V'alfa gav d'isur d'araisi, mishum zona, if something did happen. As a Gemara, not a raya, because b'shvuya, even the chenami is the rest of it here, b'shvuya, kilu or meko when it comes to that. That's just the sfeik b'almi, because the whole thing is a suffix, as per whether something actually happened in the first place. And she had a chazaka that she's totally fine, so therefore this is not going to uproot a chazaka because of a suffix. Next part of the mission, we said that a person, whose bees are in someone else's field, the last part, you can go into their field, but you can't chop down a branch. Elvis says you can chop down a branch. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we're looking at a braisa, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, Tanai Bezin, who, it's a Tanai Bezin, I mean, Bezin made a statement that she yored the toch sadeh shel chaver v'kotzi socha shel chaver l'hatzil z'lichilo. You're allowed to go and chop off the branch in order to save your swarm of bees, and you can pay him back. V'notot demei socha mitoch d'chilo shel chavero, and the owner who owns the branch can take from his branch from the swarm of the fellow. In other words, you got to pay him back. U'tenai bezin, and also tenai bezin, she shofech yenu matzil z'duvshano shel chavero, that somebody should spill out his wine. Let's say you have a wine in your bucket, and you're walking along, and you see someone has their honey is being lost. Rashi's basnisen hu zeh, b'masnisen hu zeh, ba b'chaviso shel yayin, v'zeh ba b'kado shel dvash, nistek chavish shel dvash, and what happens is there's a hole in that of the dvash. You go and pour out your wine, and go ahead and save this guy's honey. And you can take payment from the wine for the honey. For his wine. Or this guy should go and pay him back. This is going to be an upcoming Mishnah. One should take off the wood of the donkey and load the flax of his friend on the donkey. That is, let's say that I have my donkey's carrying wood and yours is carrying flax. Flax is a lot more expensive, and therefore, let's say your donkey dies, and now you got to continue transporting it. That what we do is they take off my wood, and we put on your pishtan. Rashi says, "Im meis chamor chavera, toin pishtan, b'derech chamor shazet, toin eitzim." I take off my wood, and you take the thing, then I take the payment, whatever loss that I got from it. She'al menas kein hinchel Yeshua liYisrael es haaretz, because Yeshua gave the Yidden Eretz Yisrael on condition that they do these particular things. Zok the next Heliga Mishnah. Hamakir Caleb is far beyond Acher. Let's say you walk along the road and you see some guy and he has your stuff. You're like, yeah, that's my book. That's my shirt. That's my whatever it is. V'yatzalu shem Geneva b'yer, and there's a name of Geneva that starts going around the city. Rashi says she yotza called that a voice came out. There was a rumor going on circulating through town. She knew to Caleb that the stuff was stolen. Yishavelo lokeach kama nusim yito. This guy can go. The accused Ganav, who's saying like, no, what are you talking about? I bought this. I don't know what you're talking about. He goes and he swears that he actually bought it. And he then he gives it to him, and then he gets his money back from the person. Rashi says, "V'yachzer lo kelev v'lefnei yish." Come on, we're talking about before yish. V'im lav, but if not, you know, there was no rumor going along. The guy stole something; he was robbed. Lav kol emenu. We don't just believe this guy who says, "Oh yeah, my thing was stolen." Shani omer mecharin la'acher lokachan the demeni, because I could say that he sold them to someone else. That's from when he bought it from that other party. So there was no reason to go and just believe this person. Even if you have a case where there's a rumor going out that, yeah, there was some sort of theft that went on over there, why should that make a difference? Let's just say that this guy actually sold it, and it's he who then started spreading these rumors. So then he's messing it over. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yudah Marav, so the Mishnah is talking about a case where people came into his house. That means that people stayed over there. And v'amad v'hifgin b'layil of Amr, and he got up and he started screaming in the middle of the night and saying, "Nignu kelai, my stuff was stolen." Rashi says, "Stuck." He started hifgin his stuck. He started yelling, "My stuff was stolen." Says Gemara, "Culture gain ilamatza." And in that case, we say that's a particular case where we think that the guy for sure is doing it is a lie. Rashi says, "Klomer ilamatza." He got A, sold it to B, then sold it to C, and then he felt regret that he did that. Yelling at night, so that people should then go and believe him. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana Messiah ba Mishmei Durav. We're talking about a case that besides you get up and start screaming, there's actually a tunnel that was dug into his house. And those people that were staying in his house, at night, they came out with these, Rashi says, anbukaros, his chavilos, these bundles of kelim. They're on their shoulders. Vakol omrim nignu Caleb Shaploni, and everyone's saying this guy's stuff was stolen. Says Gemara, but Vidoma Caleb havu svarim lo havu. Maybe the Mishnah mentioned that there were two things that were stolen over here, that it was Caleb, and that there was svarim. So Vidoma Caleb havu svarim lavu. So this answers for the Caleb. What about the svarim? After the Gemara, Rabbi Chiyar Abba Amir Milchan could go into Karmi Nami svarim. We're also saying that there were books that were stolen. Frankly, Amara Valechis Doma Zutri Vikatayin Ravervei. Maybe we should say that they had small books, but he's saying that he stole big books. Amrav Yosef Bechinina, the Karmi Sefer Ploni Ploni. He's saying this particular book and this particular book was stolen. Vidoma Vahusan, but one second, Vidoma Havayatiki Vikatayin Chadati. Maybe they were old, and he was saying that they were new, old books, and saying new books. Amarav Kigon Dami Halalu Kelev Shalploni Halalu Svarav Shalploni. We're talking about cases, the guy saying these are the kelim of this person, these are the books of this person. Frankly, going Mi Amarav Halchi, do Rav really say he's talking about what there was a machteris that were coming out of it? If Amarav, Rav says Bob Machteris, and not the kelim viyatsa. If someone comes into a house through a tunnel and he took kelim and he left, he's going to be potter from having to return at my timea bidami kaninu, because he was calling it with his blood. Rashi says that Bob Machteris Bar Misa. This guy's a Bar Misa. Kedichsev im Machteris he must say aganav. Bekevin diyava bidei potter ki marchan acher may mahader lekech. Why does he have to give it back when it was sold to somebody else? Does the Gemara hani mili de kaninu Bob Machteris demekara masay nafshi lektala. This din that he's kona the stuff is when he comes in through a tunnel and then he's putting himself into a massive of death from the very beginning, from the time he comes in. Avalhani came in the lomas of shalikatala, but these people, they didn't like come in machteris. They came in, you know, through the front door. They were invited in. They were staying there for the night. They didn't put themselves in such a massive low. Then we wouldn't say the same din. The same din wouldn't be the same halacha. Therefore, they have to now return it. Yeah. Amarava Loshana Balabayas also limich lim korkelov. When did they say this idea that they know exact books were stolen? It's only talking about a guy who sells stuff. Aval Balabayas ain't also lim korkelov. A guy doesn't generally sell stuff. Beep, turn the page. Kuv tezvav lotarchla dure ale kulei. You don't have to go into so many details over here of saying it was this particular book. Rashi says the name is Sefer Ploni Aploni. That was a particular book of what was going on. It's really enough just to say they saw them taking out this stuff and their books and all that kind of stuff. V'dilma itzich le'zuze v'zabin. In fact, the Gemara. But maybe he needs money and therefore he sold his books and his kelim. And that's why he's going and doing that. Therefore, people do have to know exactly what he sold. He's in need of money. Amar Ravashi, Hare Yatza Lo Shem Geneva Be'ir. Once we have that, there's already a Shem Geneva going around there, and the guy's coming and saying that, hey, my books are gone. Those are my books. That should be enough, because the guy sometimes, you know, he might need some money. He's a seller over there. And therefore, we say that does belong to him. He's got to return it. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.